Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 24th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 15, 29-59, and reading the Gospel Translation. However, people are baptized because the dead will come back to life. What will they do? If the dead can't come back to life, why do people get baptized as if they can come back to life? Why are we constantly putting ourselves in danger? Brothers and sisters, I swear to you on my pride and in you which Christ Jesus our Lord has given me. I face death every day. If I have fought with wild animals in Ephesus, what have I gained according to the way people look at things? If the dead are not brought back to life, let's eat and drink because tomorrow we're going to die. Don't let anyone deceive you. Associating with bad people will ruin decent people. Come back to the right point of view and stop sinning. Some people don't know anything about God. You should be ashamed of yourselves. But someone will ask, how do the dead come back to life? With what kind of body will they come back? You fool, the seed you plant doesn't come back to life unless it dies first. What you plant, whether it's wheat or something else, is only a seed. It doesn't have the form that the plant will have. God gives the plant the form he wants it to have. Each kind of seed grows in its own form. Not all flesh is the same. Humans have one kind of flesh. Animals have another, birds have another, and fish have still another. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. Heavenly bodies don't all have the same splendor. Neither do earthly bodies. The sun has one kind of splendor. The moon has another kind of splendor, and the stars still have another kind of splendor. Even one star differs in splendor from another star. That is how it will be when the dead come back to life. When the body is planted, it decays. When it comes back to life, it cannot decay. When the body is planted, it doesn't have any splendor, and it is weak. When it comes back to life, it has splendor, and is strong. It is planted as a physical body. It comes back to life as a spiritual body. As there is a physical body, so there is also a spiritual body. This is what Scripture says. The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The spiritual does not come first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was made from the dust of the earth. He came from the earth. The second man came from earth. The people on earth are like the man who was made from the dust of the earth. The people in heaven are like the man who came from heaven. As we have worn the likeness of the man who was made from the dust of the earth, we will also wear the likeness of the man who came from heaven. We will also wear the likeness of the man who came from heaven. Brothers and sisters, this is what I mean. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. What decays cannot inherit what doesn't decay. I'm telling you a mystery. Not all of us will die, but we will all be changed. It will happen in an instant, in a split second at the sound of the last trumpet. Indeed, that trumpet will sound, and then the dead will come back to life. They will be changed so that they can live forever. This body that decays must be changed into a body that cannot decay. This mortal body must be changed into a body that will live forever. And the body that decays is changed into a body that cannot decay. And this mortal body is changed into a body that will live forever. Then the teaching of the scripture will come true. Death's turned into victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Sin gives death its sting, and God's standards give sin its power. Thank God that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, don't let anyone move you off the foundation of your faith. Always excel in the work you do for the Lord. You know that the hard work you do for the Lord is not pointless. Let's pray we will show ourselves to Christ more. Dear Jesus, help us to show ourselves to you more. Help us to present ourselves. Present ourselves as we submit towards you and submit towards our faith and submit towards your supremacy, to submit over your godly spiritual being over us, to be able to exhibit the way that we think and the way that we view things, the way we perceive love from you, the way that we hold our faith. Help us to present them to you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.